All right, Nina. So this first question is, in social studies class, what type of structure do you prefer? And by structure, I mean like a lecture, group work, individual work, class discussion type of thing.
I think the class learns more with the class discussion.
Okay.
Everyone putting their opinions in, everyone contributing their own ideas. But I feel like structures and like lectures and notes are necessary just for us to get the material down and learn for the test.
Okay. Awesome. And so going off of that, what type of assessments in social studies do you prefer? Like tests, group projects, individual projects, papers, presentation? Like what? Which one of those do you prefer?
I think that tests are easier because studying just comes easy to me. I think that some of the projects are kind of pointless. Like they're more on the creative side and less on the learning side. But projects are beneficial when they focus on retaining a lot of information in one project. So like a whole unit in one project.
Okay. And I'll get into like some of the specifics later, because like I want to like ask you about specific things that we've done in class, either liked or not liked.
All right.
Okay. But all right. So again, in general, like when we're studying any given civilization in social studies class, what are you most interested in learning about in that civilization? Is it like the government, the economy, religion or culture, gender, children education, or family life? And I know I've given out surveys to this effect too, but I wanted to hear, like, beyond just, like, I'm checking this, like, why?
Personally, I enjoy culture the most. I think that's just where my interest leads. I don't think that I'm going to retain a lot of information on government or politics or anything of that nature just because I don't care as much. I want to know what people do in their everyday life. Or what they did in their everyday life, rather.
Yeah, and just to give you some context, like, when I gave out those surveys, culture was, like, sky high.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, it was clear that you're not alone in your preference
mm-hmm.
there. Okay. So, this is getting to our specific class. In world history this year, which units that we've done most interest you? And I'll give you, like, to jog your memory of some units, because there are a lot of them. Mesopotamia, early humans, that was the first one we did. Egypt, India, China, Greece, Rome, Byzantine Empire, that major world religions unit, Middle Ages, Africa, and then most recently the Renaissance.
All
right. So which ones did you like?
I think I enjoyed India the most. That was the one where we had a test and a project. And I think that I just remembered more of the information because we had so much work on it. We didn't have a lot of notes during that section, but I think that just off of my own personal research, it worked out a lot better. And that section was also highly focused on culture.
Yeah.
I love the religions unit. I'm just really interested in religion and my own personal life. And I'm also a really active Christian, so it was nice comparing all of the religions. I wish we would have stayed on that chapter a little longer.
Okay.
And I think that I didn't think that we did enough information on Africa, but I think that the cultural points of view is in, like, the videos and the worksheets that we did and the stories that we learned were really nice just to kind of know in life.
Yeah, awesome. So you basically led me into my next question by saying, like, which units do we want to spend more time on? And you mentioned the religions unit and the Africa
mm-hmm.
unit. But what about a unit that we didn't do or something we didn't learn that you wish we had learned?
In world history?
Yeah. Is there anything you can think of?
World history, I think that we did a lot on, like, a long time ago during Europe. And I wish that we would have just done more on, like, current Europe. And just in general, like, currently what's going on in the world, you know, in Venezuela, things with Russia, like, just current events that we don't get to focus on during world history.
Yeah, that is so important. Man, okay. Great. And so do you think that learning social studies is valuable in any way to your life or like relevant to your life? Like, how do you feel about the subject?
I think that as a child, I didn't really care about it because it just wasn't relevant to me. But as I found teachers that made history fun, I began to value it so much more, and it became really important to me. I'm a debater, so it's really important to bring up things that happened in the past to address current problems. And going to Masterman, it just makes it easier to argue a subject or to just bring something into the conversation. A lot of times during our class discussions, we bring in stuff from other chapters. So
yeah,
it's just relevant.
Yeah, I've noticed that people here really like to debate and they like to express yeah. their opinions, which is key because, like, again, when, you know, I have someone like you or someone like Patrick in the classroom, someone mm-hmm. like stirring the pot, excellent. Like, that gets everyone in the class. All of a sudden, people yeah. who are asleep, their eyes are now open. Mm-hmm. Okay. So those are basically my questions. So do you have any other questions or comments, like, about what I'm doing, about my teaching, anything like that would help me?
I think just in a comparison to our previous teacher, I feel like people are more engaged in your class. And the note-taking process is a lot easier because you put everything on the board as opposed to our previous teacher who talked about it a lot and didn't really put a lot on the board. And I think that the group discussions, they make it easier for us to know our opinion on the subject instead of just learning about it. And I think personally, history became more... It became that class that I wanted to go to as opposed to the class that, you know, I just had to go to or... Like, I couldn't skip because I needed the notes for that day.
Awesome. This is a random question. Does having the notes that I, like, up on Edline, is that helpful? Like, or have you never had to access those?
I've never had to access those okay. just because I take good notes, but I know that people use them to make study guides that they put online for other people, so...
Interesting. There's a whole world online that is not privy to my eyes, but that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, we have a Masterman Facebook page, and people always put study guides up there.
Yeah, someone said to me, I didn't know the homework because it wasn't on Facebook. Like, I mean, like, where do they think people are putting on Facebook or getting yeah. it from? Like, obviously, it's whatever. yeah. Cool. Well, that's it. Thank you so much for this feedback. Like, perfect. Hopefully you have enough time to get some lunch.
No, this is very short. It's fine.
Okay.